All right, Corby has wandered off with the wireless microphone in our effort to bring you a look at some of the hot handlers here at the Super Bowl.
It's really an award-winning series that we're doing. Excuse me, sir. Radio star. And
it really is. I mean, we're really getting to the real crux of what Media Day and Radio Row here is all about.
Oh, dear. Look who's here. T.O. Owens.
Oh, my. We'll be seeing him again next week.
Sunglasses, Butterfinger shirt on. He is now hawking product, talking to a host of people here. It is quite funny to see the throng around T.O. Owens.
Maybe I'll ask him if he's planning on showing up for ticket stock. See if we get a confirmation
All right.
from him.
Is he aware of, right now, as a human being, aware of ticket stock, that he's supposed to be there?
No.
No, he's not.
Furthest
no
thing
idea?
From his mind. He probably hasn't even been notified about it.
Boy, I got to agree with you.
He knows he's got to do something, mm-hmm. but he doesn't know what. And he doesn't know where and anything. He doesn't know anything about it.
Okay. There are so many people around him, but I'm having trouble actually moving. I feel like I'm at a Stones concert in the concourse area. Let me get out of here. Oh, God. T.O. Unbelievable the amount of people around him still.
Of course. Of course.
I'm going to come back into our waiting pen. Because there are so many people outside in the little walkabout area, too. If the fans out there listening aren't aware, they let anybody in here. Anybody can walk in here, but you can't go in the restricted areas where people are broadcasting. But once you get outside of that area, it is literally a free-for-all for anybody.
Yeah, you can stand around, watch, do whatever you want.
Yeah. God, Seal, how old is Seal?
Probably 50.
Yeah. Yeah, probably so. How long you get out? Where is he? Oh, did I just walk past
him?
Yeah,
I think you walked right past him, didn't you? There in the blue hoodie? Is that not him?
That's not Seal.
All right. Okay, I thought that was him.
No.
He's black.
He's got his back to me.
That is, who is that? No.
Where's Eli Jordan?
Who is that, Killer?
I don't know.
Doesn't Seal have, like, distinctive marks on his face that would denote
yeah.
Seal?
Yes.
Yeah, he does. He
okay.
does.
That, yeah, that's...
And that guy doesn't have any. So maybe it wasn't Seal after all.
That would have been really embarrassing. Okay. Where is she, Killer?
Or it might have been really funny.
Yeah, it might have been. Blonde?
Oh. Okay, we're searching for the hottest handlers on Radio Row here today. The handlers...
Are you listening to us? You from Dallas?
I actually sent you an email. I used to live in Dallas. I've listened to you guys since you guys started back 20 years ago.
But you're in San Francisco now, and you're out. Okay, he's out here in the crowd area, and he's motioning me to some girl. So you're listening to us right now on your headphones?
Yeah, I am. I'm listening to you guys every day.
What a trip. Put them back on. You can listen to the delay a little bit. Okay, let's go over here and see what's going on. Oh, you know what? Is this the broad, we talked to her yesterday. The sports chick, the internet girl or whatever. Here, let's see. Madam, can we have a word with you real quick? Quick word with you.
With me?
Yeah.
Yes, what would you like to talk about?
Well, you in particular, really quick. What's your name?
Hi, Kristen.
What do you do, Kristen?
I'm a student in BC, Vancouver, Canada.
You're a student?
I am, so I'm down here looking at a couple of universities as well, and then helping out with the TSM boys because they've given me an opportunity to see what this show is all about.
Okay. How old are you?
I'm 26.
Yeah, you look really young.
Hey, now.
That's fabulous. How tall are you?
Good. I'm 5'8".
Dude, you've got like 8-inch heels on.
I know, but so I'm looking a little, what do I look, 7 feet today?
Yeah.
But what do you guys do?
Well, we are from Dallas, and as of right now, as we go through the process of figuring this out daily, you are Radio Row's hottest handler.
No, hottest handler? Oh, wow. For not even being a handler, that's pretty good.
I know. No, it's...
How did the votes work?
It was a secret ballot done by three people. That guy right there that's creepily filming you. And then there's a gentleman over there that we're pretty sure is eaten up with AIDS that voted as well.
Now, there are prizes.
Well, where'd that come from?
AIDS?
The second part. You say loaded, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, he is. He's rich. So you're a student. And what year are you?
I'm in my it's our third year in Canada.
What year
so
is
that? A sophomore, junior.
Okay.
That's good. You got a boyfriend?
We are thinking about it, but relationships are not really my thing.
You don't like him, do you?
Ooh. I like him. He's so sweet.
No, I'm saying you don't like relationships.
No, I don't. But
why?
I'm down here looking at Berkeley and Stanford right now for school because I'd love to be around the Bay Area a little bit more.
Why doesn't she like relationships?
Now, why don't you like relationships?
I just enjoy a little bit of freedom. I'm not against them. I just enjoy a little bit of freedom.
You don't have any kids, do you?
No, I don't. Do you?
I do.
You do? That's congratulations.
Not really. I mean,
that's
just
this guy's ever gone through a phone.
Basically, just like wallowed on a girl for like 3.5 minutes, and then a kid came out.
Okay. Well, that happens.
Okay.
That happens. I've been told.
Yeah, it does. It does, fortunately. Okay, well, this is fascinating. So what is your ultimate goal within this industry that you're chasing your dreams?
I think as of right now is just kind of getting more of an idea of the type of positions that are available. I'm right now in finance and accounting. I had no idea just the type of positions that were out there. So just taking in as much knowledge as possible right now.
I'm a financial guy. Does she need help with her money?
He's a financial guy. Do you need help with your money?
Soon, in a few years, I'll be able to.
Which means she doesn't have any now. Is she trying to be the next Katie Nolan?
The guy with AIDS over there.
Oh, okay. I'm okay right now, actually.
Don't even let him touch your money.
You guys, that's awful.
Why are you laughing at a guy with AIDS?
Oh, was it? Is there? Oh, he was filming too. No, not at all.
It's heartbreaking, actually.
Him.
You'd love to meet him?
Of course. If you think I should, I would love to.
Okay, well, at least you're sensitive to the subject. Now, you're dressed very provocatively. This is a wonderful outfit.
I'm dressed provocatively?
In a good way, in a tasteful business way.
I was just here as a standby watching, so I wasn't sure what the dress code was.
No, look, you're doing great. This is a wonderful
look. Is she violating
it? Thank you very
much. You better describe her. We can't see her.
I'm wanting to go out tonight, but I don't have an outfit for tonight.
Dude, this, you're wearing it.
No, we need to step it up a notch.
Well, I mean, what are you going to do? Go dancing or something?
I have no idea. The boys are going to decide what's going on.
Trust me. You
what
look
boys?
Fine. The
what
guys,
boys?
The Canada guys that she's with.
So?
Okay, she
that's
needs
a good
to
thing.
Ditch them.
No, I know. Yeah, the guy with AIDS wants you to ditch him.
Go, yeah, no, there's no way.
Now, go ahead. Thank you for doing that, Jalen. Jalen Rose was very nice. He stopped while we were doing the interview, thinking that he was going to walk in the way of some sort of filming.
Right now, so I have to help them for a second.
Oh, okay. Help them what?
I basically just am supposed to film, videotape, and talk to Jalen.
Okay. Go ahead. Good luck.
Thank
it's a
you.
Pleasure talking to you.
Tell her you love her.
Good luck with the rest of your day, okay?
I love you.
See you. Bye.
You don't love me?
I love you too.
Hey, God, don't leave me hanging like that. Okay, she's wearing a very low. She's hot. Did you get photos, Killer, or just Periscope?
I'll get your photos.
So Killer is
nobody's
wanting to
on
pump
Periscope.
Up his stupid Periscope
nobody's
thing.
Nobody's on
he films
Periscope.
It.
That lasted like a week.
I know. Nobody cares about Periscope.
Take
anymore.
Pictures and post them.
Pictures.
And the webcam's so dark, it looks like you're underwater anyway.
Yeah, go to the bathroom and take it, Killer.
So she's got about, Mike, triple Ds that are real, very real, mm-hmm. that she's working with. And she's showing them off. That's an incredibly low-cut
That's a smart
that
girl.
Yes.
That's what smart girls do here at media, at the Super Bowl Media Center.
Man. Get where you were at the thing that we're at.
Yeah, that's what smart girls do. They put their natural assets to work.
Yeah, yeah.
And their store-bought assets, too.
Well, yeah, but this one was natural.
I let them work for them.
A natural Canadian
beauty.
Here's Spencer Tillman. Hey, Spencer.
What's going on, my friend? How are you?
Boomer Sooner.
Boomer Sooner, Boomer Sooner,
oh,
Boomer Sooner. Okay, you?
See?
I could sing Oklahoma, too, if you wanted me to, but that's a little long.
No, you got a ring. You can sing whatever you want. You have a ring. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
We're doing good. We're from Dallas, so
okay,
not too far away. Are you stationed in Houston?
I'm in Sugar Land proper. That's my home, but Houston's my base. I kind of go from both coasts from there, East Coast, West Coast from Houston. So I can get to wherever I need to. So love Dallas, though.
Could you beat Anthony Stafford in a race right now?
No. Anthony Stafford is quick as a hiccup. He was fast then. He's fast now. I mean, just unbelievable. From St. Louis. Just jet quick.
You stay in touch with Coach Switzer?
I do. He calls me all the time. He may call me up in the middle of the night and just say, just want you to know I love you, big boy. How are you doing?
It's pretty good.
Good Switzer.
It's a great Switzer. Oh, wait a minute. In the back of them, German Shepherds turned down the Christmas tree. You know?
He
Dude, that's quality.
Wow.
If you've ever been on a phone call with Switzer, you know anything like that's liable to happen. So.
Absolutely, absolutely. So do you, I mean, you're working on Saturday, so you don't ever get to go back to Norman, really, and see any of the games?
Every once in a while. The first time in like 16 years, my broadcast partner and I, Tim Brando, we actually called an Oklahoma game this year. So that was rare, but it's fun to go back, yeah.
Were you a broadcast guy in college, or did you just stumble into this?
Broadcasting, you know, that was my degree. I got a second degree in journalism after I came out, then went to Harvard after that and did some postgraduate work.
Golly, Harvard, what are you doing, man?
Hey, man, you know, I'm more active.
Were you a 4.0 at OU?
No, I wasn't a 4.0 at all. Brian Boswell was closer than I was, believe it or not. He wasn't a – before there was a Deion Sanders, there was a Brian Boswell who understood exactly what this marketing thing was about. Yeah, he was incredible. One of the best college linebackers ever played the game. Not a great pro for obvious reasons. The Dyna Ball blew his shoulders out, but that's a problem. But at any rate, he's a good guy, you know, reconciled himself, and he's doing fantastic.
Well, awesome, Spencer. Good talking to you, man. Keep up the good work.
Be good. Take care.
There he goes. Oklahoma and Harvard zone, Spencer Tillman.
51 years old. Can you believe it?
Spencer?
Yeah.
Looks pretty good.
Yeah, he does.
For 51. What time we got?
It's 07.
I don't know. We got a bevy of broads right here, though.
Seriously, he is so high right now.
It is bevy of broads right here.
I don't know, man. We got us a bevy of broads.
Hey, ladies, how's it going?
Pretty good.
Where you guys stand? That was my seat, so it's cool. I want you to stand right. No. I want you to stand right there. Who are you guys with?
With Victor Cruz of the New York Giants.
I'm very familiar with Victor Cruz. What's he doing over there?
He was at Ballers.
He's answering a few questions, talking about Super Bowl predictions.
He was at Ballers.
Who's he with? He's in Ballers, too. Do you know that?
He is in Ballers.
Is he currently going to be in the second season, too?
Fortunately, he is not going to be in the second season. But
now, what do you do with Vic?
I'm his manager.
You're his manager? Okay. Where is he? Oh, there he is right there. Yeah, I'm sorry. I was looking at the seats. Why didn't he come over here and talk to me?
He's on his schedule, but maybe on his way out.
He didn't look like he's on it. Can I go over there and talk to him right now? Just shoot the S with him for 2 seconds?
Oh, I don't know. What are you going to talk about? What are you going to ask him?
Ballers.
I'm going to ask
Ballers
him about
stuff.
Ballers.
Ballers?
Yeah, I'll take 2 seconds. Let's go over here.
All right, some Ballers talk coming up here with Victor Cruz.
You know what she was afraid of, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
What? Oh, yeah.
The wife. Yeah. The text messages. Hey, Victor. You going to be in Ballers next season?
I will not, unfortunately. Just scheduling-wise, it didn't work out. But it was still an amazing show, and I'll be tuned in.
You going to act anymore, you think, like post-football? Is that something that you dug?
It's a passion of mine, so I'll definitely be doing some taking some acting classes this offseason.
Oh, really? So you're dead serious about it?
Absolutely. So we'll
ask
see what happens.
Ever
what
actually
comes
been
up
to any of those parties?
Post-career,
like
definitely want
Ballers.
To be like a real-time actor. So we'll see.
Were any of those parties that they depict in Ballers, are any of those even close to being real?
They're pretty accurate. They're pretty accurate, man. I mean, minus a couple scenarios or two, but it's pretty real.
Are you praying for the health of Tony Romo to return?
I'm praying for anybody. I don't wish bad or injury on anyone. I want everybody to be 100%. So there's no excuses when we win.
We're from Dallas, so we have to say a lot of prayers for the old man, you know?
Absolutely. I understand 100%.
All right, Chief, be good. We'll see you. There he is, the great Victor Cruz.
How about that?
See? Told you there's a lot of reality of Ballers.
Oh, yeah. We got, finally, your
confirmation.
Yes.
Validated.
Finally
right there.
Got it cleared up.
By the way, he's really, your guy's really nice.
Is he? Oh, we taught him well then.
You did. Do you live in New York?
Jersey, yes.
Jersey. You from there?
I'm from Boston originally.
Oh, yeah? And so now you're in what? Are you directly work with him, or are you with a big agency?
I'm with him.
You're with him. So
ask her how she coaches him up to get him ready.
You got to coach him up for this type of stuff?
He's pretty good. He got it. You know, a couple of years in the game, he's a vet now. So now I'm security. Do you see how big I am? That's why I play security now.
You are so buff. It's frightening. What's your name?
Brianna.
Brianna. I'm Corby. Nice to meet you. Enjoy your stay. Thank you.
Tell her you love her.
What's that?
Did you get a great interview?
Yeah, we did. He was nice. He's a good dude.
Enjoy the rest of your day in the media madness.
I love you.
I love you, too.
See, a lot of love at the Super Bowl, Corby.
Good stuff, Corby.
We're having fun.
Mm-hmm.